Father, again, we just thank you for your presence in our midst. Lord, we ask that your presence would be, Lord, a fire that burns away chaff, that warms our hearts. Lord, that does your work in our midst. Lord, we thank you that you would humble yourself to work in us. Lord, that you would humble yourself to take our lives and make them something worthwhile for you. And Lord, we ask that you would do that. And we bless you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Technical difficulty number one, my rain app is going. Okay, I just muted it. So, as I said, this summer our theme is the Word, and I want to continue that theme. And really, I don't have a lot of content to share tonight. I do want to try something at the end that we'll see if I can get my preliminary comments done in 15 minutes, and we'll do that at the end. I am also constrained by the fact that I know Shannon is very, very tired, and I often, well, so anyway, I want to try to keep her awake. So let me be brief with what I want to share tonight. The question I've asked everybody to think about, and that Kelly talked about last week, is your life being radically nourished by the Word of God? Are you, at the fundamental level of the way you think and the way you act and the way you feel, being shaped and formed by God's Word? That's our theme for the summer. That's the foundations class that I want to, again, encourage everyone to take. And that's the ultimate question. Only by connecting to God's Word can we really be in the world and not of it. There's no causes we can pursue. There's no agendas we can pursue. There's no programs that we can pursue. Only by being shaped by God's Word at our roots will we genuinely be different from the world as we are in it. And so it's an essential question. It is just like a tree, unless your roots are strong, you will wither and die. And ultimately, here's a fact that we have to face. It takes time and it takes effort. If you're not willing to expend and invest time and effort, your life will not be formed and changed by the Word of God. So here's a question. It's a rhetorical question. Just answer the question. I've given two assignments. Did you give an assignment last week, Kelly? Okay. I've given two assignments over the last month or so regarding the Word. One was picking a verse or a passage that was relevant to something God was speaking to you, wanting you to grow in, memorize it, and begin to meditate on it regularly. The other assignment was to read Psalm 119 by yourself or with a group, doesn't matter, but read it sometime prayerfully, asking God to stir it up in you. So the rhetorical question is, have you done either one of those? That's a pretty good measure of, are you doing practical things you could do to let your love of God's Word increase and let its influence in your life increase? So, rhetorical question, not to condemn, but just to get you thinking about it. Because really, if we are all called together as a people and we have something, if we have an assignment, in some sense, that's God's Word to us. And we can judge our attitude towards God's Word by our response to that. Whether we undertake that or not. So ultimately, what I want to challenge everybody with tonight is pick a passage, memorize it, meditate on it. That's one. Two, read Psalm 119. So I'm going to end with reading Psalm 119, if I have time, and I'm doing good. So as I also said a couple weeks back, we have to remind ourselves that our attitude towards the printed Word of God is our attitude towards the living Word of God. The way we relate to the Bible or don't relate to the Bible is the way we relate to Jesus or don't relate to Jesus. And somebody asked me a question a couple weeks ago. I said, do we use the Bible? Here's an example. Do we use the Bible like Google? Okay. I have a question about X. What's the Bible say about X? I say that's using the Bible. So, you know, you have a question about, I don't know, patience or something like that, and you go to the Bible to look for it. That's not a bad thing. But a better thing is the Bible asks questions of you, right? We don't go to the Bible piecemeal to look up various things we're curious about or interested in. We go to the Bible for the Bible to be shaping us and for the Word of God to use us. Does that make sense? It's a fundamentally different attitude. Lots of people approach the Bible in a sort of consumer Walmart fashion. Well, I need something, I'm going to go to the Bible and pick it up. Versus, this is the word of my King. The living word of my King. And I'm going to go daily to hear the words of my King so that I can be walking in his purposes. Everybody see how that's a fundamentally different approach? Sometimes the fact that the Bible sells a lot in America is encouraging. Sometimes it's not when it's treated like a commodity that we can consume. The Word of God wants to consume us. He wants to burn away the dross, and he wants to shape us into the image of his Son. So, I know, and then Kelly last week shared about our fundamental, this really speaks to what Kelly shared on last week, our fundamental attitude in approaching the Word. We don't come to it to master it, we come to let it master us. We don't come to use it, we come to let it use us. We don't approach it out of convenience, we sacrifice in order to let it speak into our lives. Does that make sense? Fundamentally, it's about our attitude, and it's a good exercise to think about what is my relationship to the Word of God this week say about my relationship to Jesus, the living, walking, talking, breathing Word of God. So I wanted to mention a few news items and then really get in, and really, I'm really going fast. So there's a couple, everybody knows I like studies. I like to find studies. I like studies that people have spent a lot of money on to establish something that we all kind of knew anyway. So here's a few. Some of these are that way. Some of them are not. One recent study said that we often, and I didn't quite understand how they conducted the study, but here's the result. We often don't know what we are going to say until we say it. Now, I'm going to connect this back in a minute, but it turned out in the study that very often we come to figure out what we have to say by saying it and by interacting in dialogue. Does that make sense? In other words, sometimes we think, all right, I have an idea in my mind, and then I speak it. But this study seemed to indicate that in a lot of ways, we don't know what we're going to say until after we say it. And that the interaction with other people in conversation is very important. So there, the spoken word is a part of how we think. Does that make sense? The spoken word affects how we think. Another study was about self-talk. How many people talk to yourselves? Anybody in here talk to yourselves? This was a study about people that talk to themselves. And it determined that they call it self-talk, which sounds a little psychobabbly, but they basically said self-talk works. What am I doing? Is it my iPad? Probably my iPad. Hello? Okay, I'm going to stay right here. I think I can read it. So the second one was about self-talk. And is one of the things they did is they had people give a speech and talk to themselves in two different ways. They said, this group, we want you to give a speech. You get to give a five-minute speech with no notes. And you have 30 minutes to prepare it. And they said, and we want you to talk, you know, say, well, I can do this, you know, blah, blah, blah. The other group, they said, same thing, but they said, we want you to talk to yourself in the second person. You can do this. Kelly, you can do this. You're going to, right? And the two out of the two groups, this group did better. Which to me, it resonated with the psalmist's tendency to talk to himself in the second person. Everybody know what I'm talking about? Oh, my soul, what's the deal? Okay, get with it. Why are you so downcast? Hope in God. The psalmist continually speaking to himself. So anyway, the point being in the second one, the talking to yourself does affect things. And they found out that it affects negatively and positively. But talking to yourself does things. Here's my point. A lot of this is around the point of the spoken word is powerful. All right, in all senses of the word. The last little news item is a man who recently finished memorizing Milton's Paradise Lost. Anybody read this story? 10,000 lines, 60,000 words. Just for a comparison, I estimate that the book of Colossians has 2,000 words. All right, so he memorized the entire Paradise Lost. Let me read a little bit about this story. You know how you're so proud of yourself because you can still recite a few lines from a poem you memorized? Well, that's nothing. John Basinger has memorized all 10,565 lines of Milton's Paradise Lost. Pounding the treadmill in 1993, Basinger, aged 58, decided to complement his physical exercise by memorizing the 12 books and 60,000 words that comprise the second edition of John Milton's epic poem, Paradise Lost. 9 years later, he achieved his goal, performing the poem from memory over a three-day period, and since then, he has recited the poem publicly on numerous occasions. There's some details about how he went about it. Basically, he took an hour a day and went through, while he was on the treadmill, and went through seven lines a day, memorized seven lines a day, and just added to that as the days went on. But this is what I want to read at the end. During the incessant repetition of Milton's words, I really began to listen to them. This is the part I want us to focus on. During the incessant repetition of Milton's words, I really began to listen to them. And every now and then, as the whole poem began to take shape in my mind, an insight would come, an understanding, a delicious possibility. I think of the poem in various ways. As a cathedral, I carry around in my mind. I love that. As a cathedral I carry around in my mind, a place that I can enter and walk around at will. Whenever I finish a Paradise Lost performance, I raise the poem and have it take a bow. So this last one was just about the significance of the fact that he memorized it and he would recite it, and very often in his reciting of it, insights would come. But only in the reciting of it, only after he had memorized, after he had taken 9 years, and then as time goes by, these possibilities, these truths come out of it. Does that make sense? So how much more so for Scripture? But I would just suggest that his mastery of it was thorough, right? I mean, he had a thorough mastery such that he could get up and perform it. And it was only after that mastery that it began to bear fruit. So my point here is this. Our investment in the Word's got to be thorough. And it is only, a lot of the times, remember, our daily interaction with the Word may not give us any insight, but it's shaping us every day. And it's sowing seeds every day. And insights and truths can open up from it, especially when the Holy Spirit is our help in addition, and it's the Word of God and not just an earthly poet, right? So, not necessarily encouraging you to memorize the whole Bible or anything, but set your sights higher. Set your sights higher. If a 58-year-old, I'm sorry if you're 58, but if a 58-year-old can do that, all of our brains are capable of that level. I would insist that everybody here could if they wanted to. Not that we necessarily should like him. So, here's my encouragement. Here are the two things I want to challenge everyone to do, if you haven't done, and even if you have done. The first, find a passage of Scripture, maybe a whole chapter, maybe a small book, that you are convicted that God, that it speaks to something that God wants to change in you. Okay? And you may take time to pray about that. It's not something necessarily you're curious about, but something you know God wants to change in you or put in you or something that He wants to change in your life. Find a passage of Scripture. Memorize it. Recite it. Talk to yourself about it, or speak it to yourself. All right? Well, you speak it to yourself. And talk about the insights you're getting out of it. And again, I would encourage you to do that this summer and stick with it all summer. All right? All the way to September, before you give up on the fruits that it might bear. I remember in youth about a year or two ago, I had them all memorize Psalm 1. And after 2 weeks, one of them said, "Yeah, I've gotten everything out of it you can." Yes, I kind of laughed. All right, so that's one. Get your Scripture for the summer, lock it in memory, and begin to talk to yourself about it. The second one is to read Psalm 119. Let me just say a few things about that, and then I literally want to read Psalm 119, and then we'll go home. Do y'all care if we read the whole thing? All right, I'll have everybody stand up so you don't fall asleep. When I read Psalm 119, well, anybody who's read it recently, all right? When I read Psalm 119, I am struck by how my natural inclinations are nothing like the psalmist's. Is anybody struck that way when you read it? I mean, he talks about his whole heart, and he talks about night and day, and he talks about crying when people don't obey God's word and all these things. And I am struck by, you know, what am I going to eat for lunch? You know what I'm saying? Just my heart doesn't ring and resonate with that. But sometimes by the end of the psalm, there's something melting and there's something warming, and it seems like my heart is getting a little more in tune with the psalmist's heart. Here's something about speaking these words. Speaking any words, but especially these words. In time, if you don't have those affections, they can shape them in you. Does that make sense? If you don't feel that way, if you give yourself to God and His Spirit, He can begin to warm your heart and melt it and let you be shaped by those words there. So I think it's perfectly okay to come and say, God, my heart's cold, but I am here, choosing to be here, and I'm offering myself to you, and I'm asking you to take these words and let them melt my heart and shape my affections and my desires and the way I think according to your word. And I think the more that we do that, the more God will do that. But again, it's one of those simple things. If we do it in the right heart, God will use it. If we don't, our heart will stay in the same place. So I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it in King James, if y'all don't care. Before I do, any thoughts or questions about what I've shared? And then we're going to read it, and that's going to be the sermon. Any, yeah, thoughts, questions, something to add in to what I shared? It's a more intimate crowd tonight, easier to talk. No? Oh, we got to do two. So I'm going to insist we have two. And can I, two comments or questions. And can I borrow somebody's real Bible? An ESV? Oh, no. Does anybody have a King James? Is that a King James? My eyes are, I think they can do it. Thank you. All right, two comments or questions.
An original thought of recently been struck. To whatever extent the psalm was not inspired, for David to write that, it had to bless God. Like, trying to understand. God just loves David. I mean, David is a jackpot. And really won God's heart or something like that. That's why I appreciate it. It's because I'm not sure how we look what we are. But I get it that it's inspired and it's our Bible. And it does shape and I feel it. It costs a lot when you read it because you really read it and listen.
Yeah. Yeah. Regardless of what we say about how it's inspired.
From God's perspective.
Yeah. God's looking for hearts like that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just in our home group. We were committed to memorizing, certain psalms, and it's just, I brought this up, is that the world is so demanding, it's just like continually assaulting your time with God, continually assaulting the kingdom of God. It's just amazing, because every time, it's like Monday night or Tuesday, Tuesday night, it just comes around so quick, but, it just really impresses upon me how easy it is to just be swept away by the cares of the world.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have time trouble. They just, I don't know how it happens, but they don't set enough time aside to reading the word and memorizing the words. Like I said, I'm probably one of the worst offenders, if not the worst. So I'm not preaching down to people. It's just, I don't know, something's got to change, because I think it's just like a disease.
Yep. Well, to quote a great man, nothing No, I can't quote him. Good change doesn't happen without, you don't drift to better. What was it, Kelly?
We never drift up.
Yeah, we never drift toward God. Yeah, there's got to be a whole heart. That gets back to the whole heart thing. I think a whole heart is a whole focused intention, right? A singular decision to pursue God. And that's why I say when I read it, it's like, God, yeah, I want that, you know. So as I read this, let that be more and more in me. All right, well, let's read it. And let me ask everyone to do this. If there's something that strikes you about it, I'll get two or three people, just something that convicted you or warmed your heart as we read it. I'll get two or three people to share that at the end, and then we'll do communion, okay? So I would say I would encourage people to either stand or maybe get on your knees, either way. But for me, standing keeps me focused, I think. So y'all up for this? This will take, we timed it in the car on the way. How long was it? All right, so I'll try to go a little slower. We'll say it's 15 minutes or so. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you that it is breathed by you. And Lord, we ask you that by your Holy Spirit, you would quicken it to our hearts tonight. Lord, we bless you for the gift that it is. And we ask you to stir our hearts with your word. Amen. Aleph. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Bait. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Gimel. Deal bountifully with thy servant that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies are my delight and my counselors. Dalit. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies, O Lord. Put me not to shame. I will run in the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Hey. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear. For thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Vav. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. Zion. Remember the word, thy word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I had because I kept thy precepts. Chet, thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Tet. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I have kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Yod. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding, that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort according to thy word unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause, but I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. Kaf. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? For the proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. Lamed. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. Mem. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Though through thy commandments, thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Nun. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes alway, even unto the end. Samech, I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. Ayin. I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy, and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding, that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Pay. Thy testimonies are wonderful. Therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. Look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of water run down mine eyes, because they keep not thy law. Tzadi. Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. The testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me, because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. I am small and despised, yet do I not forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried. I hoped in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from thy law. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever. Resh. Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved, because they kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Scene. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. Tav. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. Amen. A couple observations, and then we'll come up to the table. What struck folks? Audrey?
I just love the part where he says, I've seen an end of all perfection. Because every other good thing in the world has a limit to its goodness. And it's so exciting to think that the Word has no end of goodness. And there's nothing else in the world that we have access to that can be infinitely good if we let it.
It's good, yeah. What else? One thing that struck you.
His last verse. Straight like the lost sheep, seek your servant.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus speaks. What madness there is. Because another sheep loses one and doesn't know what sees.
Yep. He is seeking us. I mean, you know, even as Leif shared about the challenges, he is seeking us more than we are seeking him. And it is his seeking of us that enables our seeking of him and responding to him. One more observation. Shannon. No, I think that was it.
It's just that's an amazing thing in our day and time when so few people have peace. So many people are easily offended.
Mm-hmm.
Just have peace and not be offended.
That's good. All right, anybody else? One last?
I have a feeling that it was composed to be memorized.
Yeah.
Because in the Hebrew, each line starts with the letter that section starts with, but then also just the constant references to the different ways of saying law, precepts, commandments, that those are in a way built in there so that people could memorize it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I don't know what that means for us, but I have a feeling that was the intent.
Yeah. Well, it certainly should encourage us to memorize Scripture generally, if not that one in particular. Yeah. All right. Anybody else? All right. We'll come to the table. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you have prepared a table before us. Lord, as Kelly shared last week, you have prepared a table before us in your word. And Lord, I ask that you would continue to work in us, Lord, to give us grace, to show us, Lord, that you would seek us, that you would have mercy on us, Lord, and that you would teach us to have whole hearts focused on your words to us and your very living word, your son Jesus, Lord, in the way that your son takes shape in your written word. Lord, awaken our hearts to the goodness and the mercifulness and the graciousness of thy word to us. Lord, the perfection of your word to us. Lord, soften our hearts. And we just bless you for that, Lord, as we come to the table tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.